Okay, so I'm Kendall Ostrander. I go to ECF, and a couple of friends asked if I would share something that I shared recently with a friend. A few months ago, we were at a dinner to celebrate our friend's birthdays, one of whom was Rachel McKinney, who goes to ECF with me. And we were going around the table. She can stand up now. She can stand up later. Y'all can go find her later. I don't know what's more nerve-wracking, sharing your own testimony or sharing someone else's testimony or letting someone else share your testimony. It's a different dynamic for sure. But so we were sitting at a table for dinner, and we were going around telling Rachel what we love about her. And it wasn't my—I didn't go first. I wasn't really quite sure what I was going to say. And this is embarrassing and funny, but it ties in, I promise. The song, like, from Frozen 2, The Next Right Thing, popped in my head, which at first seemed like, that's a funny time for this. But I realized that Rachel has embodied doing the next right thing as long as I've known her, and even before I knew her. I got to know Rachel. We did a Bible study with Dan Hamill and Karen, and she came. And what I learned about her was that she had, her mom had gotten sick, and she was in Lexington going to UK and going to nursing school and all of these things, and her mom got sick, and so she moved back home to Bracken County to be with her mom and help her family through that process. And her mother passed away, which is a really hard thing to walk through. As the dust was settling, she realized that her dad really had a lot of things that he had always had done for him that he didn't know what to do now. So Rachel's next right thing was to stay home with her daddy and help him learn how to do the laundry in a timely way and take care of the dishes and all of the household things that had been done for him for so long. And once she knew that he was in a good spot, he was going to be okay, and she felt free to go ahead and do the next right thing, she wanted to press into the Lord more. So she found out about a trip a group of people from Southland were going on to Israel, and she decided, without really knowing anybody on that trip, that she was going to go to and see what God had for her there. That's sort of how she got folded into Dan, into this Bible study. Rachel came to a group of strangers away from the land she grew up in and just pressed into what living life together looked like, and doing things for, you know, just going out of your way to really show each other loving kindness, and it seemingly came really easy to her. In that time, she was in a relationship that seemed like it was leading towards marriage, so it was just a part of the logical process. You do this life together, you're probably going to get married, you know, these will be the people I walk with for a long time. And that relationship ultimately didn't pan out the way she thought it was going to. But she was here, and she was in the midst of these people that she had started giving her life to, and she did the next right thing by deciding to stay and to keep pressing in and to keep giving herself and to keep pressing into God and to keep pressing into His Word and wait for what He had for her next. She's been a dear friend to everyone that has been had the opportunity to become friends with her. She gives everything. She is the best card giver. She is thoughtful. She will just remember something that you like and just surprise you with it, seemingly just at the right time. And I think it's because she keeps pressing into the Lord for the next right thing to do. And even when it's been hard, she's walked through, you know, disappointments and things that just don't look quite like what she wanted or what she thought was going to happen, and just keeps doing the next right thing. And that next right thing for her is to pressing into the Lord and then pressing into the people that He has given her to. And my family has been blessed by it for a while now, and I'm really grateful. And that's it.